Well, good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this first session of the Authentic Power Learning Community. No more modules, no more signing up every 6 weeks. This is a brand new program. And this session is one part, not even the largest part, of the new Authentic Power Learning Community. We're so delighted to have you here.
Yeah, we're hoping that you have had a chance to explore the website, the Authentic Power Learning Community website. So you've been able to see wonderful things there. If you haven't, after this call, you can go on and see what's there. So delighted to be with you in this post-journey 13 call. Really excited about that. I know that many of you have come home, and I've heard from a number of people that came to the retreat, and some of you have had these amazing experiences of being able to use the guidelines and being able to support people and in ways that you didn't even know, and being able to create authentic power yourself. And I also know that some of you have encountered strong, frightened parts of your personality that have been coming up. So we want to talk about all of these things today and have a chance at later on for you to share about them and ask questions. And even later than that, we'll do groups so that you can get into groups with people that you've been to the retreat with. So we're going to have quite a wonderful, wonderful session today.
So now you've had time to be back from the journey. Many of you have had very rich experiences at the journey. I think probably almost everyone in this session. So what happens when you have a very rich experience or something, especially something as rich as the journey to the soul? Well, lots of things can happen. Some of you returned home and you're still using the things that you learned. You have new insights. The insights are continuing. You're experimenting with applying what you learned at the journey to the soul, how to scan, how to look at your emotional energy system to see if you're in fear, how to look at your thoughts to see if they're judgmental and know that you're in fear, or how to look at your energy system and feel the physical sensations in your body and find out that they're all pleasant and you want more of them, or look at your thoughts and see that they're from appreciation and gratitude and patience and care and know that you're in a loving part, and then make a responsible choice. That means decide not to act on a frightened part if it's active, and to act instead from a loving part, and to consciously act from the loving part further if that's what you find in yourself. So many of you are doing just that at home, and you have to remember to do it. That's important too. We're going to talk about that some today. Now, others of you may have very different experiences. Sometimes when you have an experience that opens you up, that gives you new insights, especially into yourself, then a frightened part of your personality can come up, and that can register in your experience in many ways. For example, you may just not want to remember it, not want to think about it. You might have the experience of just wanting to go on with your life, had a retreat, it's done, without really acknowledging what happened to you at the retreat, what you accomplished,
right,
what you shared with other people.
So that would be a frightened part of the personality that wants to do that, right, beloved?
Indeed it would.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It doesn't want to remember what happened and
exactly.
Doesn't want to acknowledge the depths of feeling and support that they got at the journey.
That's right. But there's lots of ways that a frightened part of your personality can come up or give experiences to you, because no one is identical, because each of us are unique. That's a better way to put it. For example, you might suddenly have a push-away experience. You get home and you think, well, what's happening to me now is really important. Something urgent has come up in my life. There's an illness. I've lost my job. I have to move. And this is really important. I haven't got time for thinking about a retreat or what I learned at a retreat. This is the real world.
Or I've using the authentic power guidelines, or create, or thinking about how could I create authentic power? How could I create with love?
That's right. That's when this frightened part of your personality comes up, then you think to yourself, what's happening to me now is much more important, and this is what I have to deal with. And I'll get back to remembering the retreat if I do later. I'll get back to the guidelines later. But right now I've got stuff in my life. Well, if you have any experiences like that, or similar to these, in which you find yourself not applying, not remembering, not putting into practice creating authentic power, then you know that a frightened part of your personality came up. And you can tell that by comparing these experiences that you're having now, if you're having these kind, with the kinds of experiences that you had at the event, when there was openness, joy, appreciation, awe, feelings of wanting to be in the group, in a family. And you thought at the time perhaps it was the family of the Journey to the Soul retreat. It's the human family. That's what authentic power gives you, a thirst to be with, and a wanting to be with, and a wanting to contribute to. A wanting to contribute to. We're going to return to that in this session also.
Also, I've talked to a number of people, beloved, that have had amazing experiences. They go home and they have unexpected things happening in their life, an illness, or something is going on with a family member, or something is happening, but they're noticing that they're handling it completely differently, and they're so elated and excited that is happening for them. So they're really seeing the value even more than they saw at the retreat, because I think they may have gone away. A frightened part would always say, well, this is nice at the retreat, but is it really going to affect me in my life? Is it really going to be practical in my daily life?
That's right. And a loving part would say, oh, I can't believe that I've got this to apply in my life now. And I'm applying it. I can hardly wait to start to apply it with my children, with my partner, with my coworkers. So whatever experiences you're having, this is your first support. This is your first support call. The entire Authentic Power Learning Community, all of the web support, all of the videos there, all of the things that you'll find there, the online spiritual partnership community, the online course, all of those things are to support you now that you're home. And of course, there's also the mini site, a little website, 5 or 6 or 8 pages that we created just for you. There's no one on this call right now except we who were at the Journey to the Soul together. Now we're together again. And this little website that Linda and I created for you is a jewel. So please go to it. Please find it. And you'll see a photo album in it. There are some wonderful photos. And I know you're going to love them. We love going through them and looking at them. So all of this is part of the Authentic Power Learning Community. It is your post-journey support. And if you choose, it's your post-journey support for as long as you like. Right now, you have it for no cost at all. Well, no, you do have a cost. It requires you to be present in your life. It requires you to be aware of who you are and where you are and what you are. It requires you to be aware of your emotions. It requires you to become aware of your intentions and to consciously choose the most constructive, loving intentions that you are able to access in the moment. That's the cost. Now, what's the reward? What do you get for paying that price? You get a life of freedom and awareness, freedom from your fears, freedom from the control of those parts of your personality that have created all the torment and agony and painful consequences that you've encountered in your life. Because now you can apply some dynamics. That is a multi-sensory human. You can see or sense and understand, such as karma. What you do comes back to you. It's just like they say in the New Age.
Now, I want to go back to the photo album, beloved.
Yes.
These are just amazing photos that were taken at the retreat and of all of you. And it's so exciting for me to see them over and over because it reminds me of the things that we did. It reminds me of certain interactions that happened. And it just reminds me of all of you. So it's really so special to have that on the website so you can see that. I think you'll find it really delightful.
So I am just delighted that we can reconvene here on the Internet. It tickles me. that we can create this infrastructure, which a lot of people have worked hard to bring into being, just so that we can connect like this again. I love the journey, and I love being with you like this, and I love being with you, beloved.
Thank you, beloved.
Wherever we are.
Yeah, and for those of you that are watching us on video, I'm really excited that you can see us, and of course we'll have this up on the website later on, so you can view it. If you're not listening to it on video at the moment.
And for those of you who are listening on Maestro because you're not near a computer, know that when you go to look at this video afterwards, and we'll tell you how after we get off this video, we hope that you're enjoying this on audio and that you're safe if you're driving and you stay safe. So now we have some things to talk to you about that we want to share with you for your consideration. And so what we're going to talk to you about are actually three things, but you'll see how they come together and how they are actually one. One of them is knowledge, one of them is power, and one of them is responsibility. And how they come together is this. Knowledge is power, and for every level of power, you are held responsible for how you use it. Knowledge is power, and for every level of power, you are held responsible for how you use it. If you are given power, if you are given knowledge and you don't use it, you will experience the consequences of that, and none of them are consequences that you would consciously choose.
Well, can I just ask you, when you said that, for every level of knowledge that you have, or every level of power, every level of knowledge
every
that you
level
have?
Of knowledge.
Right.
Every
right.
level of knowledge. So now we come to the word power. We're going to go to all three of these words, but we're going to come to the word power now. Well, you know, there's the old kind of power, the power that we grew up with, the power that helped us evolve, the ability to manipulate and to control the world to make us safer. That's external power. And that is exactly the power that doesn't work any longer. It's counterproductive to our evolution. It creates only violence and destruction, physical or emotional. It used to be good medicine. Now it's poisonous. You can see this for yourself. Once you begin to look at your intentions, look at your life and the experiences, see the dots, make the connection, you'll see that there is nothing positive that can be gained now through the pursuit of external power. Manipulation and control in order to make yourself feel more valuable and safe. Now, the other kind of power that we're all becoming aware of as we become multisensory is the alignment of the personality with the soul. This is an understanding, a sensing, an experience of power that is very different from external power. And there have always been people in our history who've been authentically powerful. Our religions are named after them. And some of the most special people in human history are people who were authentically powerful. I'm thinking of Gandhi, for example. Mohandas Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi. Great soul. And speaking of great souls, there's also Martin Luther King Jr. Now, all of us, the entire human species, within a few human generations, are acquiring multisensory perception. We're not acquiring authentic power. We're acquiring the potential of creating authentic power. We're seeing how we can create it. That is part of what multisensory perception gives to us. Then we must decide whether to create authentic power or not. So if you have knowledge, say what you learned at the journey to the soul, and you go home and you don't share it because you're afraid to share it. You see someone in pain, you see someone who's caretaking, you see someone who's defensive or superior, you see someone who's feeling superior, you see someone who's jealous, angry. You know the list by now. You knew it even before you came to the journey to the soul.
Well, they may have, but they may not have realized that when you know that all those emotions, all the jealousy, the anger, are really frightened parts of the personality, and that you have a choice.
That's right.
That's what changes things, because then it's not that I'm just this way, this is who I am, but but this is a part of my personality that I don't want to act in. And that's what many people were learning at the journey. Some people knew it already, but there's always room for reminding. I have to keep being reminded. So I'm really grateful, again, that you're reminding us again of what's most important.
Yes, exactly. So if you use your knowledge to create authentic power, which means maybe you want to tell a family member or a partner or a coworker or a fellow student something that you know that might be able to help them if they're open to hearing about it, and you don't because you're frightened, then you're acting in fear. You're acting with the intention of fear, and you're creating the consequences of fear. And that means that you will encounter people who could help you, but they won't because they're frightened.
Oh, that's a good one, beloved. I think one of the intentions of the soul is to share. To share what's most important.
The intentions of the soul are harmony and cooperation and sharing, and sharing and reverence for life. Yes, to share with love, to share with care, to share with patience, to share in appropriate ways at appropriate times. These are the expressions of the soul. So, depending upon the intention with which you use the knowledge that you acquire, you create either constructive karma or destructive karma, joyful karma or painful karma. So when you acquire knowledge, you acquire power, depending upon how you use it. If you use it to pursue the now evolutionarily obsolete, toxic external power, you create painful consequences and you're responsible for them. If you use it to create authentic power, which means if you share something that can be helpful to someone, if he's open or if she's open, even though you're frightened to do it because you don't want to seem weird or strange, or you don't want to lose a relationship, then you're acting with the intention of love. So there's no way to separate knowledge, power, and responsibility.
Well, I was thinking, even at the retreat, when you were in your groups, and you notice something, and you have the guidelines in front of you, and you notice something about someone. Maybe they were speaking in fear, or you felt they were, and you didn't say anything. So you had a feeling about something, and you didn't share it. You can contrast that to when you had the courage to say something that you thought you noticed, and how that felt. Because whenever you are sharing what you see, in other words, your knowledge, and you say what you need to say in a loving way, in other words, creating authentic power, then what you create is so different than if you don't share. Because you are responsible when you notice something to say something. And I don't mean every time. I don't mean that sometimes there might not be appropriate times to say something to someone. And of course, you say something and with no attachment. If you are attached, you know you're actually in a frightened part of your personality that wants to pursue external power. So in that case, it's very different. So if you see a family member doing something that they've always done, and it's a common thing, they're trying to caretake you, maybe that's it. So let's just say that's happening to you. And so if you let it happen the way that it usually does, and you don't, and even though you know what they're doing and how you don't want to respond the way or react the way you usually do, then if you don't do that, then you're creating karma for yourself, because you have knowledge, you know how to create authentic power, and you're responsible for doing that. You're responsible for doing that. And if you don't, then you're pursuing external power. It's really that simple. Either you're pursuing authentic power or you're pursuing external power. Either you're creating with love or you're creating with fear. But because you have some knowledge that you gain from the journey to the soul about how you can do things differently in your life, I think you'll notice a big, big difference if you in yourself. And so if you don't share that with other people, And of course, we're talking about appropriate timing. Of course, we're talking about, is this coming from love or coming from fear when you share? You must do that, because if you don't, then you are not, you're taking your responsibility, you're not living up to your responsibility of creating authentic power. That's not the right word, is it?
Let's unpack that a little bit.
Okay.
You don't have a responsibility.
Thank you.
You are responsible. You are responsible for everything that you create. You are responsible if you create painful consequences for yourself and others. You are responsible for that. If you create constructive and blissful consequences for yourself and others, you are responsible for that. That is karma. Karma doesn't say you didn't live up to your responsibility. That's not the way. That's just not the way it works. You are responsible. You are a powerful and loving, compassionate and creative spirit. You are creating continually. If you are not creating with awareness of what you are creating unconsciously, which means in anger and jealousy and resentment, and you are still a powerful creative spirit. You're still creating, and you're creating powerfully, and you are completely, absolutely, 100% intimately, personally responsible for what you create, because that's how you learn in the Earth School. So once you know these things, it makes you want to be aware of your intention. It makes me want to be aware of my intention, because intention is at the center of this knowledge for every knowledge, power, responsibility. Right at the center is intention, because your intention decides, determines, selects, chooses the type of power that you will be striving for, authentic or external. And you know the difference between the two. You know the difference in the consequences that both of them create. So, for example, now that you're home, you can apply something that you learned at the retreat, but your intention for applying it determines the outcome, determines future that you will, the probable future, the potential future that you will bring into your life. So let me give you an example. Suppose you see someone in your family or your partner who's in a frightened part of the person of his or her personality, and you say, "What's your intention? Just tell me what's your intention." That's not loving. That's critical. That's disapproval. It's also an attempt to be superior. And so here you are applying something that you learned and felt the wonderful benefits of it at the Journey to the Soul. But when you're applying it and you're not applying it in love, it's not going to create those same benefits. In order to support a spiritual partner, you have to love that partner. And you know what I mean now, because those of you who did apply yourself to opening to others, to appreciating others, and those of you who just sat in a chair and heard someone share and you thought to yourself, I'm humbled by this. If you talk to someone at home and you're not in that energy of appreciation, gratitude, care, caring about them, loving them, then it doesn't matter what you say about intentions, about loving parts, frightened parts, external power, authentic power. You're using whatever you're saying, whatever words, whatever concepts, to pursue external power, to make yourself feel better or safer.
So what about if I go home and I notice that my family members are in fear? And they haven't been to the retreat. But see, this is the thing. What if I decide not to say anything, and I just, you know, because I really feel like they'll have to figure it out themselves?
Then use the Conscious Communication and Actions guidelines of the Authentic Power guidelines. Use that section of them. And here's what they are, in case you forgot. By the way, I am assuming that you have the Authentic Power guidelines with you for this session. If you don't, remember them next time, because as you hear Linda speak, as you hear me speak, you can look at the guidelines if you have a reaction, and you can also look at the guidelines and see, are they following them? What are they doing now on these guidelines? Well, most of the guidelines are internal when you follow them.
I'm going to give you an example. I wasn't following the guidelines when I was talking about you have to be responsible. You don't have to, you know, when you were talking about responsibility,
yeah.
I realized that you helped me to, it's an old way that I used to think about being responsible. It was an old way that slipped in from a frightened part of my personality. So I was so grateful because I am responsible for everything that happens, for the things I don't say, for the things I do say, for my reactions and what I do with those reactions, whether I create with love or fear, when I notice something, if I do something or not do something, I'm responsible for it all, and it creates karma for me as a soul.
Yes, there's no guideline in the Authentic Power Guidelines that say, be responsible. Thou shalt be responsible. It's not necessary. You are, in the most profound way possible, responsible for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impersonal, universal law of dynamic. It is an eternal teacher of responsibility. So, I had something in mind, and it will come back to me because it had to do with exactly these topics. When you use whatever you use, even if it's wise, you won't be using it wisely if your intention is not loving.
That's true.
So don't think just because you're saying something that you know is true and that could benefit others, if you're not caring about that person while you're sharing it, and caring isn't the reason for your sharing it, which means the intention, then you're not creating authentic power. You're doing the opposite. And Linda and I have never said and will not say that that is wrong or something you shouldn't do. However, we have said that that is something that will create unpleasant or painful consequences for you because you know about karma, and we do too. We have said that you always have a choice, and that no matter what choice you make, it helps you to grow spiritually. And you can choose to grow spiritually through fear and doubt, which is painful, or through love and trust, which can be very joyful. But no matter which way you choose, you will eventually grow spiritually. And every opportunity gives you, every encounter, experience, and interaction gives you that opportunity. That's what we're saying. Step in. How are you going to use your life? How are you going to use this time in the Earth School? In other words, what are you going to do with your personality? Well, we suggest aligning it with your soul, and then watch what happens inside of you and outside of you. Align your personality with your soul. The intentions of your soul are humbleness, clarity, forgiveness, and love. And you can't just say, I'm going to create love. I'm going to be humble. Yes, this is it. This is the day. I'm going to be humble. You can't, because when frightened parts of your personality become active, they're not humble. And if you're not aware of them, you're not humble. And if you are aware of them and they're not humble, you can feel that arrogance. You can feel the anger, jealousy, disdain, regard, whatever, disregard, whatever it is, and choose not to act on it in that moment. That's the moment of creating authentic power. And the more you do that, the more that frightened part of your personality loses its control over you, and the more you gain control over it, then you are using knowledge, creating authentic power, and of course, experiencing what you have created.
Well, beloved, I'm so grateful we had a chance to talk about this on the video, for those of you who are on video.
On our first call.
That's right.
The Authentic Power Learning Community, which
ongoing.
Which is a reunion of all of us, or most of us, who were at the Journey to the Soul.
Indeed. It's so good to be with you on the video, if you're watching on video. And right now what we're going to do is we're going to get off the video and get onto the Maestro call. So if you are not on the Maestro call yet, call in now, as soon as we finish the video, and we're going to do the same. It'll probably take us a couple of minutes to do that, and what I want you to be thinking about is how you're using the knowledge that you received at the Journey to the Soul. What is it that you're doing with that? Okay, we'll see you on the Maestro call in about 2 minutes or so. Hello, everyone. We're on with you on the Maestro call, and we're really excited to continue this gathering with you and to hear some things from you. I had a question for you. If you were listening on Maestro, I wanted to know if our quality of our voices was loud enough for you, that if it was consistent and loud enough for you. So first I'd like you to press 1 if you could hear Gary clearly throughout the time that we were speaking for the last 30 minutes. Can you just press 1 on your keypad so we know if you heard Gary clearly?
Okay, so now would you press 2 if there were times when you couldn't hear me clearly? Okay, now
All right.
Now we're going to ask the same questions about Linda, because we're speaking into these head mics that you saw, headsets that
if you
saw
were on the video.
If you're on the video.
Right.
So how many of you, press 1, heard Linda without difficulty throughout the video? So
press
1. Press 1, yeah. And how many of you had difficulty at one time or another hearing Linda? Press 2. This is interesting, because nobody's saying they had a difficult time at any point hearing Linda, but not everybody raised their hands when we asked if they didn't. So.
What do you? Oh, well, but I think that it's clear that they could hear me better than you, from what I'm seeing here. So what we're doing
What I'm saying is that we just had a talk about knowledge, power, and responsibility.
Uh huh.
So you all have a touchpad on your phone.
I see. You mean
and you all have a 1 and a 2 to press. So we ask if you could help us out by pressing 1 or pressing 2, depending upon your situation. But not everybody chose to do that. So for those of you who chose not to do it, would you just take a look? You don't have to explain anything to us, but you can look at what was going on in you when you decided to be one of those people that would assist in making this a better call, and one of those people who didn't take the trouble, and see if that's a familiar experience to you. It's not that it's a good experience or a bad experience. It's just that it's an experience that reflects an orientation that you might be carrying into your life in other domains, in other ways. Not being fully engaged, not holding the space, not wanting to participate in an interaction. Thank you. So what, do you have the numbers you need, beloved?
Yeah. Well, I think that is an interesting question, because it is what we're talking about, isn't it? It's about knowledge. So you have some knowledge. You could either hear or you couldn't hear Gary and I, and very well. And you chose. Some of you chose not to let us know, and some of you chose to let us know. So that I find that fascinating, that we can look at it all the time and all the interactions that we have, no matter what they are. We can see, is there something that I know that I could support someone with? Is there something that I know that I could actually support myself better with? So to really looking at all of that and seeing what you can do. And I'm just so excited to find out how you've been using your knowledge, how you have been using your knowledge since you came to the Journey to the Soul. I'm so curious about that. So what I'd like you to do is, if you know, as we're talking, I want you to raise your hand and press 1 on the keypad if you have questions and you'd like to interact, you'd like to share something, or even if you have a question, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, because this is an interactive call. From now on, Gary and I were speaking for about a half hour on the video and also in Maestro, but now it's time for us all to interact as a group. So it's time for you to raise your hand if you have something that you would like to say, and if you've noticed things that where you're using your knowledge in a way that is from love or from fear. Either way is good, whatever way you want to say it. So as I said, as we're talking, just notice what it is that you may want to share. So I'm going to call on Francis this morning. So would you unmute Francis? You have something that you wanted to say, Francis? Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. It's such a pleasure to hear your voices again.
Yeah,
to be
good
in the
morning.
Community. It's so great. Well, good afternoon for me. But I wanted to share, I came back home and the retreat was very good for me in the sense that I totally, as I normally do, I disconnected myself from cell phones and everything else. And it was a very loving thing for me to do. And I got to meet so many wonderful people in their journeys. And it was really a blessing. And coming back home, I started my job and I'm walking on cloud 9, seriously. I really love that I can be in my loving part all the time, regardless of what happens, and appreciate and be grateful for all the wonderful opportunities that are given to me to practice being authentic and being in love. I work at a college, and I started a Love 101 class. And then in my way, I'm working to share what I know to the students. And it's open to everybody who wants to come. It was given the approval of the chancellor and the dean. So I'm doing that. I'm also doing love classes privately to other people in the community that have requested. And I'm also co-creating with the universe to manifest all the wonderful things that I do through my foundation, and they are happening because it's coming from a loving place with intention and action, all in the same loving place together. So I am very joyous, and I am very grateful. So thank you. Thank you for your work again. Thank you for sharing it with us. And I hold you in a loving place of my heart so that you can continue to help others in their journey.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So I love the idea that you're bringing these ideas to Puerto Rico. And you could call this eventually authentic power, the authentic power class. But if since you already have accreditation or recognition with the title love class, it's really the same thing, except that when you just say love class, everybody knows it's a good idea, but they don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And creating authentic power is how to do it. Aligning your personality with your soul is challenging those parts of your personality that are aligned with fear and aligning the entirety of your personality with the loving parts of your personality. And the result of that is love. The characteristics of an authentically powerful personality are humbleness, clarity, forgiveness, and love. So you have the perfect vehicle to share these ideas, mm-hmm. these concepts, and if you feel it appropriate in the future, you can label it that way too. You can tell people, this is authentic power. Love is authentic power. There's no power in fear. And creating authentic power is a way of distinguishing between the two and choosing love, no matter what's happening in your life. And these are the tools: emotional awareness, responsible choice, consult your intuition, be open for spiritual partners equals who will be with you for the purpose of spiritual growth, to assist you in this process and for you to assist them. They can't do it for you, but they can help you. They can be committed to that. Like I'm committed to helping Linda, and Linda's committed to helping me. But thank you so much.
So, Francis, thank you so much. I'm so excited that you've taken action with your knowledge.
Thank you.
So you have knowledge, and now you've taken action. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's about with love, sharing what you know. So how beautiful. Thanks so much. I really, really love hearing your voice again, and I can just picture you, and I've been looking at your photos on the website. It's just really wonderful to have you talk to you again today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Cheryl. Cheryl Marshall, could you unmute Cheryl so she can talk to us?
Hi there, everyone.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi. Mitchell's sharing, when he was sharing about a young girl that he knew, and how he was challenging his feelings of jealousy with her, and how he shifted his approach to supporting her and to wishing her well, that was so powerful for me. It was one of the real nuggets that I took away from the journey, and I've been applying it over and over and over again, multiple times a day in my life, with my husband, with my neighbors that I'm on vacation with. It's a wonderful tool, I feel like, that I've got right now in my pocket. And that when I have feelings of judgment or jealousy, those frightened parts, I reach for it. And I just reach for appreciation and doing the opposite. So I just wanted to share that. It was so powerful.
Cheryl, it's a wonderful way to challenge a frightened part of your personality when it comes up,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It sure is.
Really showed us a really powerful way, because it's always powerful when you feel frightened parts of your personality come up, to find a way to share, to give,
mm-hmm.
to come from love, always. So how beautiful that it's been so supportive of you. Yeah,
I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Susie, would you give Susie the mic?
Hi, this is Susie. I don't know if good morning. If it's okay to ask questions, or is it just a sharing?
It's okay to ask questions too. This is our time together to do whatever we need to do with each other in terms of what we're doing.
Yeah, sharing is good. Questions are good.
Okay. So I came home, and I am trying to share this with my husband, and I'm having difficulty. So I know it's coming from love. I'm not trying to overpower him, but it's difficult to share it with him, or I get negative reaction from him, or maybe it's my judgment. My husband uses external power to somewhat manipulate. I'm sure I have something in me also, but it trips me every time when I see that. So then we get into a power struggle, or I try to be, I don't know, I so I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but it's been difficult. When I see him doing something that I feel like it's he's using external power, I bring it up to him, then he gets very defensive, and he gets very critical of, he feels like I'm holier than thou. That's, you know, I'm trying to preach him. So So that's really difficult for me.
I think I understand what you're saying. And
okay.
This is the thing. I think that it's possible that you may not think that you're trying to use external power to change him.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling that he's certainly reacting. We know that, right? You know that. He's reacting.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling that you may have an intention to change him. Is that possible? That you would like him to be different than he is because you know that he's creating a lot of painful things in his life with the things that he chooses. Is that correct?
Correct. Very correct, yes.
So even the idea that you want to change someone, if that
mm-hmm.
is in your energy, that you want to change him, that comes from fear, Susie. That comes from
mm-hmm.
a great part of your personality. All you can do when someone, you say what you know supportively, and remember to use the guidelines. Remember to use the conscious creation, conscious guidelines. Because if you don't use them, and you are, and check in, so that means check in with your intuition and
mm-hmm.
look at your intention before you speak to him. Because even though you're saying something that you feel is supportive or good for him to know,
mm-hmm.
the way you say it, in other words, is the intention behind it is what's important. Because
mm-hmm.
you can have the most, you can have the most wonderful knowledge about something. You know,
mm-hmm.
knowing that, well, if he only knew this, his life would really change. But if you try to push it on him, and I don't mean that you're strongly pushing on him, I mean just your energy itself, just the intention behind what you're saying is what's important. So you can start challenging those parts of you that want him to be different. And be in integrity with him when you see something, and if he's not open, that's okay. If it's not okay with you and you are you're caught in it, in other words, you feel attached and you want him to be different, then you know that's a frightened part of your personality. So you can keep practicing that and practicing that and practicing that with him, with yourself, rather. And so
mm-hmm.
when you see something that might be helpful, you could say something. But if you're attached, you know that that really isn't coming from love. Because if you weren't attached and he would had a reaction, you would be fine with it. Because the most important thing that you would be doing at that moment is being in your integrity to say something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're attached, that's your key. So really keep the last part, that last section of the guidelines with you. And memorize them. Get them into your heart, into your being, so that every time you have an interaction with your husband or anyone else for that matter, you'll begin to see when you have attachment and when you don't. And when you do, you know that you're in fear and you need to start again.
Okay. So I'm sure my intention is to... go ahead.
You sure what?
I think my intention is to for me to look good. I don't, you know, want my husband behave in such a way. So for some reason, I feel like when he behaves a certain way, it's a reflection of me.
Yeah, Susie, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, do you think that's a loving part of your personality or a frightened part?
That certainly is a frightened part of my personality.
For sure, clearly it is. Clearly it is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's equally clear that this part of your personality intends to change your husband, if possible, so that it will feel better about itself. That's the experience of a frightened part of a personality. In this case, the frightened part of your personality. Now, when we say that the pursuit of external power now produces only violence and destruction. You're witnessing this. Between nations, it's physical violence and destruction. But between individuals, even between marriage partners or spiritual partners, it is emotional violence and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to change your husband, and he's reacting, and the frightened parts of his personality are pushing away, pushing back, judging you, doing whatever they're doing, but you're clear that he's reacting. And when he's since he's reacting, you know that he's excuse me, you know that he's frightened. So use this as a benchmark in your experience to add a personal calibration to the words, the pursuit of external power produces violence and destruction, and it can't ever produce anything else now. So do as I would suggest that you experiment as Linda has described. Go to the Conscious Communication and Actions part of the Authentic Power Guidelines, and you'll see the first thing is intuition. You can ask yourself, how do I handle this? What am I going to say to my husband, and how can I say it in love? And if I don't feel loving, if I feel that I need to change him so he'll reflect better on me, then I know that that's a frightened part of my personality, and I can experience the pain of that, because it is painful when he acts in a way that that part of you doesn't agree with. And even
right.
while you're experiencing that pain, challenge it by acting in the most loving, from the most loving part of your personality that you can. So thank you for sharing. That's
yep.
a beautiful, beautiful sharing.
Thank you, Susie. I can
thank
see
you.
That
thank
you're trying to experiment, and it's exciting. And
okay.
We'll get plenty more support with that.
And more opportunities.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So I'd like to call on Will now. So could you open... Hi, Will.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I just want... Sorry?
It's so good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. I just wanted to share because it felt really scary thinking about sharing on the live call. And something that I've found since I got back from the journey is that I started acting out of fear quite often and going unconscious. So what I found that I had to do is make a vow to myself to act from the most loving parts of my personality in every moment. And so what that turned into was a mantra that I asked myself in every second, is this the most loving thing to do in this moment? And I found that since making that choice to ask myself that every moment of the day, I have found that I make a lot more choices that create positive, joyful experiences in my life that I feel good about creating. I create a lot more responsible choices. And I just wanted to share that with the large group that it, for me, I feel like making that commitment to ask myself that question in every moment has been the difference for me.
Well, that's beautiful, Will. Now, don't be hard on yourself, you know. Don't say, 5 hours has gone by and I forgot to ask myself the question. Just go back to asking it or back to your commitment. It's not as though you have to continually. It's your awareness is what you're committed to creating. And it's a wonderful question because when you ask that question, you'll receive support and guidance in the answer, in receiving the answer. And if you're ever confused, if you ever ask the question, is this the most loving thing I can do, or am I in a loving part of my personality, and you're not sure immediately, then use the tools of use the tool of emotional awareness. Put your attention in your chest area, for example, and then see what you feel if you don't do what it is that you're thinking about doing. Just frustrate the impulse and see what you're feeling. And if you're feeling pain, and you know that is a frightened part of your personality. And if you're feeling relaxed and comfortable and good, then you know it's a loving part of your personality. And if it's a frightened part of your personality, then you can still speak, you can still act, but you can choose your intention consciously, and that'll bring you right back to what your commitment is.
Thank you.
So good to hear you, Will, and... I think we're only going to be able to take one more for right now before we go into groups. So, and this call, by the way, is 90 minutes. Some of you are used to being more on an hour call, but this is an hour and a half. We wanted to make sure we had plenty of time to talk. So let's go down to Kelly. I'm going to call on you. So let's open Kelly's mic. You can find Kelly.
There.
There she is. Okay, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
I just wanted to clarify. Actually, I wanted to take the opportunity to take responsibility for my non-participation in the first part of the question that you asked at the beginning of the call. And I also just wanted to clarify something, and perhaps this is a miscommunication. You know, this is not just my interpretation as well of the question, but when at the initial, the question of did folks hear Gary yes or no, press one or one if they did and two if they didn't, I think I misunderstood, and I thought that you were just speaking to folks who were on the Maestro conference and not the internet.
Oh, well, we mostly were talking about the Maestro conference. Were you on the internet watching the video?
Yes.
Kelly,
yeah.
Could you hear us?
Well, Kelly, that's a very good point. And I had we were talking to people on Maestro. Thank you. Thank you for that, because it's different microphones that supply the audio for the internet live stream. And it's also our headsets that are supplying the audio to Maestro, both during the video and afterwards, like now. So thank you. I didn't formulate that question very well. So that would explain why there were people who were listening on the audio, the video, that didn't reply because they understood I was asking about Maestro. Anyway, I'm not sure, but your question has shown me that I can... I need to put more thought into the clarity of what I'm asking. And I appreciate that.
So, Kelly, was there anything else?
Thank you.
Did you want to share about your experience since you've gotten home?
I've been having lots of experiences of intuition, even though there are parts of my personality that do not want to have those experiences. It's been very interesting. I've had intuitive dreams, and I will wake up from them and be like really angry, and I'll notice that it's not something that I necessarily want to have the message of, but I know that it's important to listen to.
Well, Kelly, one. Okay.
Excellent, Kelly.
Yes.
Excellent that you, even though you don't want to, you're still acting on your. On what you feel your intuition is sharing with you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah, one thing you can that might give you a perspective that could be helpful is to look at dreams as messages from your soul. And not they're not meant to anger you or to frighten you or to please you. But there's something that your soul wants to bring your attention to. In the moment, right then. It's not tomorrow night and it's not the night before, but the evening of that dream. And in fact, if you write down your dreams, as it sounds like you might be doing, you might see a pattern after a while that in the same evening, the dreams are actually about the same thing until you understand what the dream is about, and then it will be about something else. So if you you can experiment with that possibility and not think that you need to do anything. But if a dream does activate a frightened part of your personality, then apply all the tools that you know. Create authentic power instead of external power. And keep in mind that the dreams are actually about you. And from that orientation, you may be able to extract more meaning. More relevance.
I mean, every part of the dream is about her.
Every part.
And every part of my dream is about me.
Every part.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
May not seem that way in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
The dream may seem like it's about someone else. But experiment with this approach and see if that's helpful to you. Perhaps share or send us an email or share next session.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to go into a different part of the call. And if you haven't been on Maestro before with us, then what we're doing is we put you in groups of like three or four people. So you'll get a chance to speak with the people in your group. And then we'll be going through an exercise, and you'll be talking with them about what you're learning from the exercise or what comes up from the exercise. So we'll do that for a little bit, then we'll come back, then we'll talk as a big group again. And so I'm really excited about this part, too, because I know you would really want to be able to speak to some of the people that you're at the retreat with. So right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have you close your actually, not yet. What I'm going to do is have you introduce yourselves to each other. So in just a moment, I'll ring the chime when your microphones are open.
And when Linda rings the chime, you're going to find yourself in a group with two to three other people.
No, three to four other people.
Three to four other people.
Yeah. And so then I want you to introduce yourselves, and I want you to talk about who's going to go first, second, third, or fourth when we do the exercise. So that's all you need to do, the first thing. So you're only going to have a minute to do that, probably a minute to do that, to introduce yourselves, to do that quickly so all of you get a chance to introduce yourselves to each other. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the microphones, and I'm going to ring the chime now. So go ahead and begin. Introduce yourselves to each other. Okay, everyone. What I'm going to do now is just mute your phone for a few moments. Let's go ahead and, okay. So you've all had a chance to share. And what we're going to do now is just take a little bit of sharing, whole group sharing, to see what happened in your small group. So if you have something you'd like to share, just raise your hand. Actually press your keypad with a one, so we can get back into a conversation with the whole group. And I'm just curious about, you know, actually what happened. You know, let's see. Okay, Pamela, did you have something that you had to say? Pamela, your microphone's unmuted. Pamela Mann? Can you hear me? I have a feeling you must be on mute. Okay, let's go to Ed Thrift. Ed, we're going to unmute you right now. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
Hi, how was it to be in your group this morning and be on the call today?
How would you say it? Interesting, informative, and painful.
Oh, and how's that?
Well, I really, really was very interested and touched and really attentive to what Amy and Melody had to say. At the same time, I'm in some pain here because there's a mower in the background making a lot of noise, cutting lawns with my neighbor, and it's painful because I don't want that to interfere with what's going on the phone or with me.
So how are you challenging that then, Ed?
Continuing to be present, being responsible, and not reacting to it.
So you can see from this experience, Ed, how painful it is to a frightened part of your personality when the world isn't the way it wants it to be.
Boy, that's for sure. And
that's
this
right.
is just a mi- this is very minor in comparison to other things in my life that aren't the way I want them, and the pain that I have that I'm now noticing. I mean, I've had this pain before, and now I'm noticing it and feeling it and identifying it, and then most of the time not reacting to it, most of the time making a responsible choice to see that it's in me, not someone else doing it. It's in me, and I can allow, and I can choose to allow them to allow the trigger. I can choose to react to the trigger, or I can choose to take a breath, feel it, and move through life in a responsible way.
Yes, yes, yes. I wouldn't dismiss it as minor, Ed. That's a judgment because you think the trigger is trivial. But what you're experiencing in you is not trivial. It's huge pain at the world not being the way a frightened part of your personality wants, and whether that's with your partner, your dogs, your family, your business, whether the plane that you plan on being on traveling with is on time or not. It's a big pain. It's a big frightened part of your personality. So I think it's what you're doing is wonderful work. And I would only say acknowledge the power and the scope of what it is you're feeling in you. It's big, it's painful, it's familiar. And to say that it's trivial doesn't describe it at all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. You know, I'm just in awe of all of your sharing today and the fact that we get to be on the call together. And I want to say a few things. Gary and I want to say a few things to you. We encourage you to become proactive participants in the Authentic Power Learning Community, not just on these calls, but go onto the website, see what's there. Be sure that you look at the Journey to the Soul pictures and go onto the community board and begin to practice using authentic power. So I think you'll find it so nourishing and so supportive and a way to practice. And I wanted also to let you know that there's going to be another Oprah show, Best of Oprah show with Gary and Oprah. It's called Lightbulb Moments, Karma, Addiction, and More. And it'll be on tomorrow. We just found that out. It's on the Best of the Oprah shows during the Super Soul Sunday area of time. And I believe it's on 1 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time. But always check your TV to see. But I'd love you to be able to see that show. And we just encourage you to continue to explore the Authentic Power Learning site and just see the Learning Community site. You can browse by topic or things that you want to listen to on the videos. There are special pages that are, as you know, that are dedicated for you guys especially, so go check them out. And beloved, I'm thinking about this video that we did today will be on the archives too, right?
Now, we are looking at how to organize on the website, the Authentic Power Learning Community, videos of the sessions that we do. Now the sessions are one part of a much larger Authentic Power Learning Community. Right now, in the past, that is, you've been able to go to archives. But now these videos are going to be in a larger database so that anyone can bring them up. For example, this video will probably be tagged with responsibility, power, knowledge, and any of the other major topics that we discuss, so that when you come to the APLC website, you can click on one of those categories you're interested in, and it'll bring up all of the videos pertaining to that subject, including this one. Now, we haven't decided how to do this yet, or the best way to do it, but we'll let you know soon. One of the things we may do is add a tag to this video that will help you get to it as part of the sessions.
But we'll let you know all that in an email. We'll let you know exactly what we're going to do because we haven't decided yet. But this is.
Oh, and also this video may not be available immediately on Monday the way they have been in the past. All of these things we're working out now, but it has the video was recorded, the audio was recorded, and we're sorting out now how to give you easy access to it.
Yes, but we'll inform you of that. And our next Authentic Power Learning Community session, like this one, will be September 21st. So write that down on your calendars, and we'll give you also the dates of the other ones that are coming up in the next 6 months or so, so you'll know exactly when to put those on your calendar so you can join us. And we are going to be leaving the call now. I wish we had time for more people. I really want to talk to you all. But what I want to say is be sure that you send us emails and let us know things that you had to share, questions that you have, and we'll put them on for the next time. And we always are. We may answer some questions of people who have sent questions in, too. So don't think that just because you didn't get your question answered this time, send it to us right away so we can answer those questions at a later time. And you can send those to support@seatofthesoul.com. And please do that because we really want to hear, and we'd also love to hear your sharing if you feel like it's relevant for us to hear it now.
Yeah, you probably noticed by now that on the APLC website, there's three questions or four questions that are listed. Those are going to change every, not every month, more often than that. New videos are added, and when they do, those questions, you'll see different questions up there that we answer on video, and your questions might be one of them or some of them.
So what I
that's
what,
how we get the questions is from you.
It's been a joy to be on the call with you, and although we're going to be leaving the call now, you can stay in your groups for as long as you like. So we suggest that you continue to share more about your experiences since you came home from the Journey to the Soul and how they have supported you in your growth, or times when you slip back into frightened parts of your personality and the consequences of that, and how you would challenge that if you choose to, you could connect on, and also if you choose to connect on the community board with your group between now and then, that would be really great too. But right now, you can stay on the call in your groups, and I'll let you know exactly when that can happen. So Gary and I will leave a call. And when I ring the chime, that'll mean that your microphones are open for you to speak. Yes, beloved, you had something
to
say?
In your small groups.
In your small groups.
Right. It's a joy to be with you and to inaugurate the new Authentic Power Learning Community with all of its support capability. And I invite you to use it all, from the online spiritual partnership community to all of the videos that are on the site to connecting with each other in the most constructive and aware ways that you can. I'm looking forward to being with you again on September 21st.
Indeed. And here I'm going to ring the chime, and that means go ahead and stay as long as you like on the call with your group.